This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Islamic militants are preventing more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area still held by the extremist group in a village in eastern Syria. That's according to a spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz. The capture of the last pocket of territory held by IS in either Syria or Iraq would end mark the end of a devastating four-year global campaign to end the extremist group's so-called caliphate. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday criticized the United States for having an unhealthy fixation with his country.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for seven consecutive American presidents to bear.
Mohammad Javad Zarif addressed the Munich Security Conference on Sunday, a day after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence prodded European countries to follow Washington in withdrawing from the 2015 nuclear deal and to stop undermining U.S. sanctions. On Saturday, Pence also called on allies to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as a legitimate president of Venezuela.
The struggle in Venezuela is between dictatorship and democracy. Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power, and Nicolas Maduro must go.
More than 20 European states have recognized Guaido, but the European Union has stopped short of fully recognizing him as interim president. We continue to follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. An upcoming meeting in Pakistan between a delegation of the United States and Taliban representatives has been canceled, according to information coming from both sides. A Taliban leader confirmed, on condition of anonymity, that the meeting was canceled by the Americans. A Taliban statement issued later in the day said the talks were postponed because many members of its 14-person negotiating team were unable to go overseas since they are on the, quote, U.S. and U.N. blacklist. The U.S. said it has not received an official invitation from the government of Pakistan for this meeting. Pope Francis called on the faithful Sunday to pray for this week's summit at the Vatican on sex abuse, calling the problem an urgent challenge of our time. Peter Isley, a survivor of clergy abuse who is now on the board of a group called Ending Clergy Abuse, arrived in Rome to follow the Vatican summit.
Whatever difficulty him or discomfort this is for anybody in the papal palace, it's nothing compared to what survivors have had to undergo.
Saturday, the Vatican expelled former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick from the priesthood after being found guilty of sexual crimes against minors and adults. Latest World Health Organization figures put the number of Ebola cases at 829. That includes 521 deaths. Now a unique project is breaking down community resistance toward efforts to contain the spread of the virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Officials say containing the spread of this deadly virus will depend largely upon getting communities to cooperate with healthcare workers. This involves gaining their trust by overcoming the fears and misinformation that exist in Ebola-affected communities. Health workers say getting feedback on Ebola from communities in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces is critical in tackling this crisis. IFRC Community Engagement Senior Advisor Ombretta Baggio says information gathered from surveys is problematic. So she tells VOA, Red Cross volunteers no longer prompt people to answer a list of survey questions. Now, she says, they listen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
By listening, Baggio says Red Cross volunteers have learned about the fears and concerns people have about the treatment centers where infected people are isolated from their families. After the data is coded and categorized, she says it's shared with the U.S.-based Centers for Disease Control, which will collect, analyze, and implement new strategies. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.